The interviews and discussions on this podcast are opinions only and not financial or investment advice. Listeners should obtain independent advice based on their own circumstances before making any financial decisions. Hello there, I'm Peter Strachan. Welcome to another edition of Stockhead's Rock Yarn. Rare earth minerals contain critical strategic metals that support manufacture of superconductors, permanent magnets, phosphors, and many other products that are increasingly finding application in electronic appliances, power generation, and aviation guidance systems. So forecasts for increased demand for rare earth elements predict that mining and processing of these valuable minerals will be a growth area for many companies that have identified projects on the way. Prices are rising for rare earth elements, especially those used to produce permanent magnets that are becoming more prolific in areas of low carbon energy. In March quarter this year, NdPr oxide traded at up to $145 a kilogram, up from about $68 a kilogram at the same time last year. And other rare earth elements have shown similar strength. To outline some new opportunities and update on its project developments, we are delighted to welcome Chris Gibbs, who is the Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of American Rare Earths Limited. Welcome, Chris. American Rare Earths has a market capitalization of about $150 million and had over $11 million of cash and investments at the end of the March 22 quarter. The company's move to increase tonnage at its La Paz bulk rare earth project in Arizona, where it estimates an exploration target of up to 900 million tons on top of an already existing estimated resource of about 170 million tons with a relatively low grade of around 0.035% total rare earths. But Chris, this morning's news is quite interesting. Recent work at the company's Halleck Creek project in Wyoming has somewhat overshadowed the news from La Paz. So can we start there, where spot rare earth element samples show XRF indications of up to 2% total rare earth oxide? What's happening there?
Yeah, hey, look, Peter, and hey, thank you for the opportunity to join you on today's program. But now, look, we're extremely excited with what we're seeing at the Halleck Creek project. And as you mentioned, Peter, we've got the La Paz project and we've been moving that project forward, and we're also excited about the La Paz project. But at Halleck Creek, we picked up this project last year, and we've been moving this project forward, and we've just completed our maiden drill campaign at this project, and we're still waiting for the formal assay results coming back from the core. But what our geologists are seeing on the ground and from our XRF samples using handheld devices, we're seeing outstanding results. And we put out a press release this morning announcing the completion of that main drill program. As part of that program, we completed 9 holes going down to around about 100 meters each. And yes, we've seen some outstanding results in terms of some of these initial indications for grade.
So these were just vertical holes, Chris. And what's the sort of mineralization style there?
Well, the mineralization style, it's an allanite hosted material here, and this is a large plutonic structure that encompasses a wide area. And the Halleck Creek project, just the sheer size and scale of this thing is huge. And so right now our 9 holes are over an area just to really give us an indication of the extent of this mineralization and the space. And so we've completed that, and we're anxiously waiting to get these drill results back. But based on what we've seen, we're already planning our next phase and our next drill campaign to move forward so that we can really establish a resource.
Yeah, I'd imagine you would. So where in Wyoming is it exactly, and what sort of access to infrastructure do you have there?
Yeah, look, in Wyoming, it's, if you, Wyoming's a large state, but we're just outside of a town called Laramie, which is in the southern part of Wyoming. And it's really about a 3-hour drive out of Denver, Colorado. Now, look, the infrastructure is outstanding here. Very good roads, bitumen roads getting to the edge of the property. And then it's it's just about a 5-minute ride in. But good infrastructure with obviously roads, local communities close by, and also power various infrastructure is close and handy. But the other big piece is that Wyoming, as a state, is a very much a mining friendly jurisdiction.
Yeah, indeed. I've been there to that part of the world and looking for shale gas and so forth in the basin, but the DJ Basin. So, Chris, can you tell the listener about the mineralization at La Paz, which is in your Arizona deposit?
Yeah, look, La Paz is a, we currently have a JORC resource there of, it's 170 million tonne. But that also is a allanite-hosted deposit, and the type of rare earths that, both these projects that we're going for is essentially the magnetic material rare earths, which is neodymium and praseodymium. And for La Paz, we just also completed 9 drill holes at La Paz for a new area, an exploration target that we've got there, which is in the south west zone. And that what we saw there has shown us extensive chlorite and epidote alterations within these drill holes, and we're seeing again some consistent grade come through from just our observations there. So we're seeing similar to what we saw in the JORC resource in this large exploration target, which is just under a billion tons exploration target. So again, we're very excited about the La Paz resource, the La Paz project. We're anxiously waiting to get these drill results back for La Paz as well as Halleck Creek.
How long will it take to get the assay results from both projects through the laboratories there?
Things aren't moving too quick in the laboratories. It's taking between 8 to 12 weeks to get your results back. But we're anticipating results for La Paz. Hopefully, get some results, some initial results from the first drilling towards the end of this month into early June. So that's when we're looking.
Okay. Now, Chris, you've also done some metallurgical test work on the La Paz mineralization, and it indicates that magnetic separation is a viable option there for basically reducing the amount of material that you have to put through the flotation circuit. Have you done any other ore sorting type technologies, and have you taken the project through to a final sort of concentrate?
Now, look, it's still we're still midway through completing that metallurgical test work. We did put out a press release only just a few weeks ago with a bit of an update. What it has shown is that the ore is responding extremely well to conventional technology. So, really prior to that flotation stage, magnetic separation, some significant upgrading of the material. But most importantly, we're seeing at that early stages around 75% of the gang material being taken out. And so we're now in the midst of doing our flotation test work. And so we're hoping to get this test work, we're using Wood PLC in Perth to oversee the program. And the folks at the NAGROM laboratories are doing that work for us. We're hoping to get those results completed towards the end of this month.
Yeah, Chris, do you have any indication about what the basket of rare earths will be? Because each deposit is quite just bespoke. Some have more neodymium and praseodymium, and some have got less. So, and the valuation of the concentrate, of course, is dependent on the high value REEs that are in it. So have we any idea what sort of valuation a concentrate might be?
Well, at this stage, I don't have the valuation for the concentrate, but the baskets of goods that we are going after there are the neodymium, praseodymium, and there's some terbium in there as well. But also we've got for the La Paz project within that JORC resource, we also have a significant scandium material as well. So it is still early days in that regard, Peter. But will be coming out as we complete this metallurgical test work. We're also working on essentially the first PEA that will be completed for that project by the year end.
So you're looking for preliminary feasibility work by the year, by the end of 2022.
Correct.
Yeah, well, scandium's an interesting one. It's the element that everyone's talking about that's going to be able to alloy with aluminium to make it stronger and lighter. And so, but at the moment, there's not, it's a tiny market. So I think it's a matter of availability of scandium in the marketplace, and the demand will be there.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's one of those materials which is going to be called upon, I think, even more going forward in the future. That's obviously it's a growth market. But like all of these rare earths and critical materials, the challenge isn't necessarily finding them. The challenge is actually the processing, refining, and that's part of the challenge as well with scandium. And that's what we're going through here with this metallurgical test work is we're going after first the magnetic materials, now dimium, praseodymium. The scandium will be more a byproduct for this resource.
But so at La Paz, you've got an indicated grade there of about 350 to 400 ppm, which is about 0.035% rare earths, and you're going to be able to upgrade that quite significantly through the process. So I guess it's from an economic point of view, we need to know, and that'll be coming through as you do the feasibility work, what the valuation of each ton of mineralization is and how much it's going to cost you to dig it out and process it. And that's ultimately the end game.
No, exactly. And look, what La Paz, if you look at the La Paz project, the grades at La Paz are lower grade deposit. But what excites us about La Paz is just the sheer size and scale of this deposit, Peter. It's absolutely huge. And I liken it to a large copper gold porphyry site where you've got a huge amount of material, and that's what we've got here at La Paz. It's a huge, huge site, and we're seeing this go over a large footprint. And what excites us about this is that we're seeing some consistency in terms of the grade. So it'll be a low strip ratio, be a large volume open pit type mining arrangement. So we're quite excited about what we see there.
Yeah, it's more quarrying than mining. It's just So So Chris, how mature is the company's biological processing test work? You've spoken about that in previous reports.
Yeah, in previous press releases, that's gone out. That work is progressing currently, and I don't have any update apart from that. That test work is taking place. We're hoping to get some preliminary feedback on that in the coming months. But it is still early days for that test work. And look, that work, there's a lot of government funding being thrown into new technologies, and that bioengineering is quite exciting because the La Paz project, although it's got such a large resource and that the lower grade, what makes this unique is the low thorium and uranium type content that is so often associated with rare earths. So that's what this bioengineering is looking at. And that's what makes it quite exciting for us, is that a breakthrough in that regard will transform the industry and lead to really a cleaner and greener way of processing rare earths. And La Paz is at the forefront of that.
Yeah, that's right, because a lot of these deposits have tricky issues with waste material if it's radioactive. So, look, rare earths have become quite critical to the new energy economy, as we said earlier. Can you outline what steps have been taken by the Biden administration in the USA to shore up its supplies, given that the market is now dominated 80% by Chinese miners and processors?
Yeah, look, it's no secret the the US, and I think for that matter as well, I'll put Australia in that Australia and the US and also Canada took their eye off a lot of the rare earth type mining. And so, yes, it is dominated by China. And within the US, there's huge focus on critical materials. And, that focus, there's from a funding perspective, there's billions of dollars which have been thrown into funding, and there's more to come. We are working with various senators and folks, and very well connected in with the various folks in the administration. And right now there's access to funding to people to look at new technologies for processing refining. But across the board, the US did take their eye off that ball, but are right now trying to speed that up. So one thing we're a member of, Peter, is we're a member of the US Critical Materials Institute. I'm one of only a few companies, and if I take the rare earth space, it's really ourselves and Rio Tinto that are members of the Critical Materials Institute. And that gives us access to be working with some of the brightest minds in the world who are looking at new technologies for processing rare earths. And that's where we've established these partnerships, and where, as some of the folks at these universities and research institutes are now using our ore as feedstock through their research programs. So, across the board, the US government, it's not just rhetoric. They are throwing the resources, and we will see more to come in that space. But there is a lot of catch-up that's taking place, Peter.
Yeah, there's a lot of US money looking at projects within Australia as well, and I think projects like that that are on their doorstep. So, Chris, has the company established any downstream contacts with potential processors in the USA who might be able to take your concentrate or add value to it down the track?
Right now, Peter, I'm adopting what I call our bookend strategy, which is focused on the front end, which is really, we believe we've got some of the major rare earth deposits in the US and some of the largest. But we're also working with the researchers and the universities in this R&D space. As I mentioned before, that's where there are partnerships with the various research bodies within the Critical Materials Institute and some of these universities. They're looking at this new technology. But as yet, we haven't gone and hopped on a particular horse or decided to run with a specific processing technology. We are still doing that metallurgical test work, and what's good about that is that that test work is proving that traditional methodologies and technologies is proving favourable for our resource. But we're also on a number of different horses in this technology race, and our strategy is to then really pivot and move to what makes sense at that stage. So it's still early days in some of that technology for the transformational breakthrough technology for rare earths, but we're in the game, and that's what's really important. That's what's exciting for us, Peter.
Yeah, well, it's going to be an exciting couple of months. You've got the assay results coming back from both La Paz and the project in Wyoming at Hallett Creek. That'll be coming through in July, and the ongoing metallurgical test works and follow-up drilling. So, and leading to preliminary feasibility work by the end of the year. So you're going to be busy there, Chris, with all of that work, I'm sure.
It's a busy time, but, it's an exciting time, and it couldn't be more exciting time to be in the rare earth game. And look, we're not new at it. We've been plugging away at this for some time and moving these projects forward. And we're well positioned. In particular, with everything going on in the US, got our technical team, our leadership team in the US, and a lot of work. So it's quite exciting. And I think a lot of good things to come for shareholders and people involved. So exciting stuff.
Yeah, well, Chris, thank you for coming to join this edition of Stockheads Rock on.
Hey, thank you, Peter, and you take care.